Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the rule hearing on TDI, Division of Workers' Compensation, proposed rule. Today we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code 133.30 concerning telemedicine, telehealth, and teledentistry services. Bear with me when I get tongue-tied repeating that because it's probably going to happen. I call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rule. It's approximately 10 a.m. on Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. This hearing is being recorded. Please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. If you plan to speak at this hearing, please make sure your screen name contains your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace, DWC's General Counsel. This hearing is about amendments to the definitions of telemedicine services and telehealth services to include an examination by a treating doctor to certify maximum medical improvement, MMI, under certain conditions. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on December 6th, 2024, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on December 6th, 2024, and in the Texas Register on December 6th, 2024. Please fill out a witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website with this hearing information or in the Zoom chat. I'm not going to address any comments that are put in the chat, and I'm only going to address those that have submitted a witness card. So please don't use the chat. I'll call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you. So to start, I'm going to call on Mary Landrum, Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety, to explain the rule proposal. Mary?
Good morning, Ms. Mace. My name is Mary Landrum, and I'm the Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety at DWC. I am here today to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Section 133.30 of the Texas Administrative Code concerning telemedicine, telehealth, and teledentistry services. The proposal was published in the Texas Register on December 6, 2024. Some background information on the proposed rule is as follows. The proposed rule modifies the definitions of telemedicine services and telehealth services to include an examination by a treating doctor to certify maximum medical improvement, or MMI, under certain conditions for purposes of the Texas Workers' Compensation System. The proposed rule is necessary to allow treating doctors to perform MMI examinations by telemedicine or telehealth when there is no impairment. This is different than assigning a 0% impairment rating, which requires a doctor to be certified to assign an impairment rating. We posted an informal working draft in July 2024. We consider the comments we received on the informal draft when drafting the proposal. For example, we revised the text to include telehealth in the amendments and to be more specific about the conditions under which a treating doctor may perform a telemedicine or telehealth examination to certify MMI. So, what the rule does is as follows. This proposal modifies the definition of telemedicine services and telehealth services to include an examination by a treating doctor to certify MMI under 28 Tax Sections 130.1 and 130.2 concerning certification of MMI and evaluation of permanent impairment when the injured employee has been examined by the treating doctor for the condition in question at least once before the examination to certify MMI. Also, when the injured employee has consented to the examination to certify MMI by telemedicine or telehealth, and when the condition in question qualifies as a minor injury, such as Section 132.2A2 contemplates, which requires no additional treatment and has resulted in no impairment. This proposal clarifies that the billing requirements under 28 Tax Section 134.250 concerning MMI evaluations and impairment rating examinations by treating doctors apply. The proposal does not include impairment rating examinations under 28 Tax Section 130.1 in the definition of telemedicine and telehealth. We anticipate that the proposed amendments will ensure better and more convenient access to evaluations necessary to certify MMI by treating doctors for minor injuries in which the injured employee has no impairment. Now, Ms. Mays, as far as for the effective dates, DWC will set the effective date not earlier than 60 days post-adoption, with a day beginning on the first day of a specified month. The effective date will be for exams conducted on or after the set date. The goal is to give system participants time to implement changes with our assistance through education and outreach. So to that point, DWC is planning an outreach program to help stakeholders learn about the changes and ensure a smooth transition. DWC will provide training via webinars for all system participants affected by these amendments. Webinars will be recorded and available on DWC's website. DWC will revise the healthcare provider homepage to include appropriate materials about these amendments. And finally, DWC will notify system participants of the amendments, webinars, and resources. Ms. Mays, this concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. I don't have any questions. So now I'm going to call for public comments. Please state your name, an organization if you're representing one, and your position on this proposal, either for, with, for changes, or against. And I see that we have received a witness card. Stephen Peters, if you'd like to speak, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm also going to attempt to not say the entire title because I definitely will trip over it this morning. But I'm here on behalf, my name is Stephen Peters. I'm here on behalf of Enlight. We maintain the largest directly contracted property and casualty focused healthcare provider network in comp. And we maintain compliance with state regulations, which is why I'm here today. We're speaking in support of these amended rules as it will allow for a treating doctor to utilize telemedicine and telehealth to certify MMI for minor injuries with no impairment. Currently, to provide MMI evaluations, providers are flying out to rural clinics most like monthly to perform these evaluations. This comes with a massive increased cost in the system for travel and administration for providers who have to balance their packed schedules, and also just creates unnecessary confusion and personal costs for injured workers in Texas. By trusting our clinicians to make these video determinations, this rule will create significant opportunities for our treating partners in Texas. They'll reduce unnecessary delays and costs within the system, but not just that, it'll create significant cost and time savings efficiencies for injured workers in Texas, especially those who live far from potential in-person examination locations, resulting in more efficient and complete care. That was really all I had. Just wanted to lend our support, and if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
I don't have any questions. Thank you for providing your comment. Appreciate it. So if anybody else has a comment, please go ahead and fill out a card. I'm going to wait and refresh my list and make sure we don't have any. If there aren't any further comments, then I'm going to ask to let I thought it was going to be telemedicine that was going to trip me up. Let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 p.m. Central Time on January 13th, 2025. I'm going to consider any validly submitted written comments and all the comment provided today before drafting the adoption order of this rule. Thanks for participating in this hearing. This hearing on rule proposal for 28 TAC 133.30 is adjourned.